When I won the Nobel Peace Prize, I said I wanted to use the prize specifically in Liberia to promote the issues of reconciliation, because I was quite aware of the challenges that we as a nation and as a people face when it comes to reconciling our differences.
You galvanized Liberian women to agitate for peace during the country's civil war. But I must admit, this new national call promises to be an even taller order for you, considering the fact that you seem not to have any experience in reconciliation. So where do you begin?
Well, in reconciliation, no one can tell you that there is a course or a theory or a prescription to reconciliation. Reconciliation is a personal, internal, collective journey that people must decide that we're going to take. And I think Liberians are at that place where they want to move forward now. Having said that, by myself, I am still reeling from the thoughts and thinking, where do I start from? But over the last few hours, I've been in touch with the Archbishop Desmond Tutu's office, trying to connect with him, because I see the Arch as one of those individuals who have all of the experiences when it comes to talking about issues of reconciliation. But beyond that, there are other Liberians from different spectrum of the society that I've been speaking with, engaging with, and really just asking questions about how we can proceed, because it is a journey that is not going to be taken by Lima alone. It's going to be taken by the people of Liberia and supported by our international friends.
Some people say that you may have a double responsibility at reconciliation, or trying to bring about reconciliation, because, you know, and as some have said, no true reconciliation has taken place since the end of the Civil War.
There's no way that anyone can distinguish what we've seen over the last few days, all of the emotions and the feelings and the attitudes that we saw during the campaigning in Liberia, from the feelings and emotions that came after the Civil War. So it's all in one package. The one thing that we are seeing happening is that our inability to approach the whole issue of reconciliation head on has been adding more train to that gown, if I may use that illustration. So we have one package, the issues of the war that hasn't been addressed, and the issues of elections over the past few years, some of the other issues of disempowerment, a huge population of young people who cannot find jobs. All of the different things have just compounded this problem. It's huge, it's big, it's one, it's not double.
Do you intend to call the Liberian women back to action again?
This thing is not just about the women, but definitely we will be calling the women, we'll be calling the youth, we'll be calling the elderly, we will be calling on every segment of the Liberian society. And I think, if I may say, a prelude to that is that on the 29th of November, usually people call Sutman's birthday, which is a national holiday, the beginning of summertime. The rain has ended. November 29 is the beginning of the sun. And we are planning a kind of cultural peace jamboree that we're naming the One Liberia Reconciliation Festival. For me, using that particular day as the day to begin the whole process of reconciliation is that the rains of the war, the rains of divisiveness, the rains of the insults that we saw over the last few years or few months of the politics of Liberia, in my opinion, is passing, and we should all, as Liberians, look forward to the Son of Peace, the Son of Prosperity, and the Son of Reconciliation. So we will begin on that day. That one event is to bring us to the place where we really just celebrate our oneness as a people and forget about all of the different words and negative things that we said at each other. And remember that if you look at the global map, there are no two Liberias on that global map. We have but one Liberia. If you look at the map of Africa, one Liberia. If you look at the regional map, one Liberia. So in that spirit, we're hoping that we can all come together as a people and celebrate our unique oneness on the 29th of November.
Ms. Bowie, let me say that there are some Liberians who are already saying that there's no way that you can be an impartial reconciler, because they say that you are an ardent supporter of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
I don't know what we call ardent supporter of President Sirleaf, James. Reconciliation is not about being hypocritical. And one of the things that I pride myself as being a women's rights activist is that I don't speak from the corners of my mouth. In the African feminist movement, we say we walk the talk. I have been one person who have advocated for the inclusion of women in politics, for more women in the political space, for women leadership, for women advancement. 2005, there were many women in the different political parties that are personally supported. There are many women in different sides of the divide that have personally opened up my office as a peace activist and say, I am here. If you need me, I will be here for you. I could not, James, when it came time for elections, and unfortunately, if I was a private citizen, no one would be making issues about this. And so if anyone thinks that because there was this one event of voting that I went out and voted, not just for President Sirleaf, but for every other woman that was on the ballot. You know, they said your vote is your secret. But today I'm openly saying that every woman that was on the ballot paper, I gave my vote to, because I believe that when you say you are a feminist, there should be no if and no but. I voted across the line for women. If that is going to cloud the level of work that I am supposed to do to reconcile Liberia, then the first step for me is to say, I'm sorry. And if we have a huge segment of society who still believe that I'm not going to be a reconciler, let them speak up now, because there is no way the Bible even says can two work together unless they agree. I cannot initiate a process of reconciliation in Liberia without the participation of everyone, whichever political party you find yourself, whichever ethnic group, whichever social group. But the one question I will ask my critics, show me one Liberian who doesn't have a political opinion. Show me one Liberian who did not vote for either or. And if they can show me that one Liberian, I will be prepared to tell this person, you lead the process of reconciliation. And I always say to people, it is God knows the heart that I have for Liberia. And if we have to come to that place where my credibility for leading reconciliation is going to be questioned, I will say to the Liberian people, it is you to judge. It is you to, because again, I can't do this work without their support. And not just one segment of the population, but the total segment. Again, I said, if someone feels by virtue of the fact that I voted across the line for women and that is going to cloud my judgment as a person in Liberia who's going to do good for the nation, well, I apologize. Am I apologizing for voting for those women? No.
Finally, do you have any political ambition? For example, do you see yourself running for, say, the office of president sometime?
James, my answer to that question would be, a child is born, the child sits, the child crawls, the child walks, and before the child can start running. And I am a Liberian. I have the right to engage in any political process. I've always maintained that I am a politician by nature. On which level I will intend to engage in the politics of Liberia, I'm still thinking. Remember, I'm just 39, and I have a whole decade or two ahead of me to step into the political space. So, yes, in the latter future, I may decide, maybe I want to go into parliament. I may decide, maybe I want to do this. But for now, Liberia first, the task of reconciling Liberia first, and the task for continuously working for the empowerment of women and the young people of that country is what I love doing. It's what keeps my adrenaline pumping. So that is what you're going to see me doing for the next few years.